Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. For the average person, the idea that Jesus Christ is the Creator is almost completely new. But that is precisely what the Scriptures teach. The Apostle John identifies Jesus as the Word and then says, "All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." John 1, 1 and 3. The Hebrew writer calls Jesus heir of all things, by whom also God made the world. Hebrews 1, 2. Paul told the Colossians, "For by Him, that is by Jesus Christ, were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him." Colossians 1:16. In other words, Jesus was the one who created the world and the one for whom it was created. He was the power behind creation and the goal of creation. But who holds this old world together? Perhaps you're thinking, the laws of nature keep the world operating. But who established the laws of nature? If there are laws of nature, does that not necessarily imply a lawgiver? Paul informs us, "And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist." Colossians 1:17. If He is the Creator, as the New Testament clearly teaches, He had to exist before the creation. He is before all things. He was with the Father throughout eternity past and brought the world into existence. Now that the world exists, it is kept operating by His will. By Him, Paul insists, all things consist. The Greek word sunistemi, translated consist, means to place together. The Greek can be translated hold together, as several of the newer versions render the Greek. The Greek can also be rendered stick together, or adhere, or cohere. Dr. J.B. Lightfoot's scholarly commentary on Colossians and Ephesians makes these appropriate comments. He is the principle of cohesion in the universe. He impresses upon creation that unity and solidarity, which makes it a cosmos instead of a chaos. Thus, to take one instance, the action of gravitation, which keeps in their places things fixed and regulates the motions of things moving, is an expression of His mind. Page 156. The Hebrew writer uses somewhat different language, but teaches the same truth. Jesus Christ is the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power. When He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Hebrews 1:3. If you will meditate on the great truth I have been emphasizing today, you will surely want to commit your life into His keeping. You cannot afford to turn away from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to some New Age guru, or to some cultic leader, or to some Eastern Swami. These men may talk a good game, but they are not able, and never have been able, to save anyone, including themselves. They are deceivers who will lead you from the path of truth and righteousness. The Apostle Peter warned, "But there were false prophets also among the people, even if there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, and denying the Lord who bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction." My friends, we need to think seriously about these matters and obey the gospel of our Lord. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless and keep you.